All right, Jamal said, good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up page Kuf Mem, top of the page. Bal Tafkid Bal Emuna. Haklal Hu, the general principle is, Sheish Hevdel Gadol. Thank you, Say. Thank you. Sheish Hevdel Gadol.
Sorry, no podcast.
Perfect. Everything's not working.
I don't know the password to the laptop.
That makes two of us. All right, good. He says, Haklal Hu, Sheish Hevdel Gadol Bein Ha'ofen Shabal Ha'emuna Ose Es Tafkido. The Klal Gadol says the Mechaber is that there is a fundamental way, a difference I should say, between the way a Baal Emuna does his job and then the way someone who doesn't have Emuna does his job. Now obviously we're still talking about in positions of authority. He says, Ki Baal Emuna Yodea Sheyesh Ayin Sofa VeOzen Shomaz. You know, the Baal Emuna knows that there is always a watchful eye and there is always a listening ear. V'shechayif u'lachshov al ritzon Hashem b'chol tenua sha'osa. And the person is obligated to go ahead and think about the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every action he does. V'chi im yisnahig shelo kehogen hu yitztarich loseis al zeh es hadin. And if he does not act appropriately, there is an accounting. So the point that Mechaber is making over here is that the Baal Emuna understands that there is an accounting and a responsibility for what he does and for how he does it. He recognizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed him in this position and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately again is watching over him in terms of what he does in this position. Lu'umaso, on the flip side, Nisha in lo emuna, someone who doesn't have emuna, choshev shemei achar shakoach biyadol, yachul hu la'asos kirtzono, ulis achzer la'anoshim, ulinatzelas ma'amado l'tovaso, ula'ana aso ashis Hashem irachim. On the flip side, someone who doesn't have emuna feels that he could use, or unfortunately, better stated, he could exploit his position to do whatever he wants for his own benefit, his own self-advancement, to put down others, whatever he wants, and there's no repercussions. Navi kama dugmos lebaalei tafkidim ulemevchanim shem tzrichem la'amod bohem. So the Mechaber says, we're going to bring a couple of examples of different positions of authority, where a person, and show how a person with emuna can use it in one way, but yet a person, unfortunately, without emuna, can use it chas shalom in a different way. V'chol adam bal tafkid yosef midaito lefi suk hatafkid sheyeshlo lahavin mahu amivchan shalom veich yamod bo ba'atzlach. And I'm also, so we're going to bring some examples, but obviously these examples are just that. They're examples. And the goal is to learn from the examples, to grow from the examples, and to extrapolate from them for our own personal lives. So pakid. So the first example he gives is a pakid. So what's a pakid? So a pakid is an officer. Right? Now again, we're going to use this all in generic terms. So a pakid might specifically be, you know, like an elected official. Right? But again, he's giving examples of positions of authority. Pakid, shetarach l'sharis es hatzibur. So an officer, an elected official, who is obligated to serve the community. Tafkido chashuv la'am Yisrael. So his position is important for Klal Yisrael. V'nimtza b'mivchan shel emuna. And ultimately, again, he finds himself in the midst of a test of emuna. Why? Because tzarichu l'hamin, number one, shemin ha'shamayim somu oso b'tafkid zeh. Mishum sheyesh lo tikun im harbe b'nei adam shem tzir osam ogar v'lam chama chasronos. So I'll say, ultimately, again, so this person, first of all, has to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put him in this position. Now, why? Now, here the Mechaber says something amazing. Because when you are in a position of authority, you have the great privilege and opportunity to go ahead and do good for people. Now, that's beautiful. Opportunity for chesed. Listen to what the Mechaber says. He says it's possible, let me tell you this outside, he says, it's possible that in a previous life, in a previous Gilgal, I wronged many people. It's possible. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do sometimes? If I've wronged a number of people in a previous Gilgal, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? In my present Gilgal, He gives me a position of authority. He gives me a position of influence where I have the ability and opportunity to do good with many people. We'll say, you hear this? Meaning, and again, this is like pretty esoteric stuff, but understanding, if I accept the premise, which Rabbi says brought down in the Gemara, we saw this in Baba Basra, so we saw this already, that any position of authority comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if I'm put in the position of authority by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why? Why is God putting me there? The Mechaber posits that it's possible that in a previous life, I wronged people. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me the position of authority so that I can use this platform to do good for many people. He says, I may have wronged many people in a previous life, and therefore, again, my tikkun is to go ahead and try to do good with them now. You hear these incredible insights of Chaver saying that when I come into contact with people, it is quite possible in a previous Gilgal, these are people who I have wronged. These are neshamas who I have wronged. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He now gives me the position of power, the position of influence. He now puts these people in my life's path in an effort to what? To rectify the wrongs of the past. He says, "V'tzarech sheyida shaharbe ma'od mihanoshe ma'omdim bator etzla b'chol yom." So therefore it's quite possible that many of the people that I encounter day in and day out, yesh lo kesher imam. I will say, this is amazing. See, we were always conditioned to think that a person finds themselves in a position of authority. It's not by accident. HaKadosh Baruch Hu places me there. That's true. Not only that, but the people with whom I interact with each and every day, that's also not haphazard. That's also not accidental. Ultimately, again, I have a kesher with those individuals. Oh, chove lehem, or some type of debt to pay them, migilgul hakodem, from an earlier life. Ve'im ya'ase imam chased, ho yigmar es hatikun shalo itam. Ultimately, again, and if I do chesed with them, then ultimately, again, I will be able to go ahead and yigmar es hatikun shalo itam. I'll be able to go ahead and be metakin of osei, whatever it is that is outstanding with them. But see, hear this. This, I want to just tell you something. I learned this yesterday, and I think it's mamish life changing. I think it's mamish life changing. Because remember, again, when we speak about positions of authority, all of us have positions of authority. Our authority often is exercised in different ways. Sometimes it's in the community, sometimes it's in the world, sometimes it's in our family, sometimes it's in our workplace. And the Mechaber is just saying that Baal Emunah understands, A, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me this position. The Baal Emunah understands, ultimately, again, that therefore, the people with whom I interact with every single day, that's also Hashgacha Pratis. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu place these people in my way? Not in my way, like you're in my way. Like in my path. In my path, why? Because, says the Mechaber, it's possible that I have an outstanding debt towards those peace people. That in a previous Gilgul, I may have wronged them. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put me in a position of power or influence of authority where I have the ability to do good with them. I just have to tell you, like I'm sorry? Whatever it is with the neshamas, yeah, the Gilgul and the neshamas, whatever. However it works. The point that he's saying over here is that Lamaisa, I have this ability, I've wronged these neshamas in a past Gilgul, potentially, and now through my position of authority, I have the ability to help or to do good for these neshamas in this present context. Well, so I'll just give you like a very simple, like, it's amazing that when you begin to learn this safe, and I've also, that's why it's so important, mamish, to learn it every single day, whether it's in person or online, it's so incredibly important because it changes your thinking. I want to tell you, that yesterday, as I was leaving Mincha, so I saw there was someone sitting in the shul. He was waiting for the 9:20 Maariv, and it was very early because it was like 7:45. Right? So it was just sitting in the shul, and I said, you know what? Like I had to be somewhere, so I waved, and I just left. I said to myself, you know what? What a strange thing, that here this person is sitting in the shul. Everybody's gone. Mamish, it's gone, you know. And Said is very diligent about the lights, right? So it's Mamish, you know, it's gone. It's pretty much like 85% dark. This guy is just sitting in shul. I didn't know. I was just sitting in shul. Not in the basement, just not in this. I ran out. Then I'm standing in my office, right about to go. I said to myself, you know what? Like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously put this person there. Meaning, I could have easily just walked out without seeing him because he wasn't in my range of vision. He was like in the back behind the bima. So it was like just by accident, really, really, that I saw him. And I was like, you know, it could very well be that the Ribbono Shel Olam put this person there in my line of vision for a particular purpose. So I was like, I went back out. I gave him Shalom Aleichem. And we had a conversation afterwards, which told me with incredible Hakshkacha Pratis that I was supposed to go back and speak to this individual. But that's what the Mechaber is saying over here. The Mechaber is saying that sometimes we have influence in different ways, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts people in our path. Sometimes it's because I might have wronged them in a past life, in a past Gilgal, and now I have the opportunity to make good, to try to do good by them. But I must say, other times HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts people in my trajectory for all kinds of other reasons, and sometimes we're just too busy to be able to be attentive, to be able to pay attention, and to do what needs to be done. But just understand, if you have that influence, you have that authority, and there are people in your path, they are never there in a haphazard fashion. They were always put there by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ultimately, again, for some element of Hashkacha, for some element of Tikkun. So we'll have to stop over here. I think this is probably our last shiur until after Yom Kippur, only because of Slichos, because the Slichos Daf Yomi begins already 5:45 in the morning, starting so. But I'm going to try to record. I'm sorry? After Sukkot, maybe even. Okay. It's getting depressing. But, all right, so I'm going to try to record Emir Tzashem a couple of shim. We'll post it on the WhatsApp group. Shkoyach.